Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. M.R. Number 797, Letters to the Beldens on Norfolk Island. Dear Brother and Sister Belden, Stephen T. Belden, 1829 to 1906, and his wife Vina. Stephen Belden's first wife, Sarah, 1822 to 1868, was Ellen White's sister. I received your letters in the mail that came a week or two ago. We are always glad to hear from you, and all of us are interested in your letters. I shall not be able to write you a very long letter this time, for I am much burdened with the many other letters that I must write. We see the necessity of republishing the books that contain the account of our first experience in this work. Those who have come into the truth in recent years know nothing of the experience through which the people of God passed when the importance of proclaiming the first, second, and third angels' messages first came to us. I am glad that you are able to help the believers on Norfolk Island. Tell them that health reform is necessary to a pure, clean breath and a pure, clean current of blood. Tea, coffee, port, and tobacco defile the users. The Lord calls upon all who claim to believe His truth to take their stand on Bible ground in regard to health reform. There is to be a marked difference between those who serve God and those who serve themselves. I call upon those in Norfolk Island who claim to believe the truth to cooperate with God, for they are not ready for His appearing. Unless they cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, they can never enter the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those that love Him. They must prepare themselves to meet God in peace by putting away from them all that defiles. My brethren and sisters, I must tell you that your spirituality is a very short pattern. You are not following the example of Christ. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Satan would demoralize those who belong to the church of these last days. If you will open the way, he will put evil thoughts into your minds. But God's word tells us that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. You may expect to meet the sharpest temptations, but if you cherish Bible truth, you can be witnesses for Christ. You can reveal him to those in your beautiful island home who know him not. Will you not obey the words of Christ? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. The Savior will help those who will do what they can to help themselves. Let those who are not converted seek the Lord most earnestly, that they may have clean, pure hearts and faith to lay hold of the help that Christ is waiting to give them. Follow the light of God's word, and you will have clear light and precious consolation. Christ will help you if you will deny the selfish inclinations that Satan wants you to gratify. The enemy wants to weaken your spirituality and to confuse your perceptions of righteousness and truth. The Lord is grieved because so many of those who profess to believe in Him are not true believers. They will perish with the wicked unless they separate themselves from their worldly associates and follow the example of Christ. God wants every believer on Norfolk Island to be a representative of the truth for this time. My brother, my sister, if you will fulfill His purpose for you, He will give you His peace. But He is grieved because, though claiming to be His sons and daughters, you do not do His will. He desires you to be true Christians, but this many of you are not. You grieve the Holy Spirit and give occasion for the truth to be evil spoken of. There ought to be on Norfolk Island a strong company to witness for the truth. There ought to be a church that is a representation of what God designs His church to be. I entreat you, my dear friends on Norfolk Island, to reach a higher standard. I want you to be saved in Christ's kingdom. Look to Jesus for strength. Pray and believe, and let Christ be glorified in your well-ordered life and godly conversation. Unless you do this, you will surely lead others astray by your unsanctified lives. Christ is looking upon you, and He says, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3, verse 1 to 3. There is no excuse for you to be so unlike Christ. God would have you pure and holy, and he has made it possible for you thus to be. Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 4, 5. I write you thus plainly because you are being deceived. You do not understand the word. Come to the Lord as little children and learn his ways. Then you will be a people in whom the Lord can delight. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. We must be getting ready to move. It will not be long before Jesus gathers his jewels to himself. Then those who on this earth have been faithful will dwell forever in the beautiful home above, never again to be tempted or tried by the enemy. I pray that you may have clear discernment in order that you may understand what it means to be a Christian. Cherish in your hearts the love of God and practice it in the daily life. Then you will be living witnesses for God and his truth. In much love to you all, Ellen G. White. Dear Sister Belden, Mrs. Stephen T. Belden, her husband died November 4th, 1906. We received your letter in the last mail. When you write again, please tell us where you are living, how you are situated, and what you propose to do. I understand that you intend to remain on Norfolk Island. How do you expect to make your living? We are anxious to know all that you can tell us about yourself. I should also be pleased if you would tell me all you can of the workers sent to Norfolk Island. I heard that a laborer and his wife have been sent there. I hope this is true, for that island ought to have more help. If house-to-house labor could be done, it would be a great advantage. We are nearing the close of this earth's history, and we must labor intelligently and in the way of the Lord to press the work ahead. I will send you copies of letters which you may give to this brother to read. I have written this letter under difficulties. May the Lord guide and direct you all in Norfolk Island. Christ is soon coming, and I pray that our people will wake up to the situation. May the Lord strengthen and bless the workers on Norfolk Island, that something may be accomplished. I have much work to do. I want to do it intelligently and in the fear of God. I desire to work for the salvation of souls. May the Lord guide us all. Be of good courage in God. While you trust in him, he will help and bless and save you. In love, Ellen G. White, White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 16th, 1980.